Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 4th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. AMD announced the RX 7900 XTX and RX 7900 XT GPUs, the first cards based on its RDNA 3 architecture, which uses the same chiplet design as its latest Ryzen CPUs. AMD claims the XTX will be up to 1.7 times faster than its RX 6950 XT, its current top-end card. Both cards support DisplayPort 2.1, meaning higher refresh rate support on 4K and 8K compared to DisplayPort 1.4. Both launched December 13th. The XTX cost $999, the XT, $899. During AMD's RDNA 3 card announcement, it teased the first DisplayPort 2.1 capable 8K ultrawide gaming monitor from Samsung, the Odyssey Neo G9. A full announcement is expected at CES, but AMD billed it as offering 8K as horizontal only, so it's unclear how many vertical pixels it has. High-res DisplayPort 2.1 monitors will also come from Acer, Asus, Dell, and LG in early 2023. TechCrunch reports it discovered newly added references to a TikTok music service in ByteDance's Rezo music streaming app, currently offered in India, Brazil, and Indonesia. It also references music.tiktok.com, which offers a non-functional download button for a client and terms of service. The newsletter platform Substack launched Substack Chat, letting writers communicate directly with readers in its mobile app. The company says it hopes chats can eliminate the need to cross-reference subscriber lists on other platforms, things like Twitter, Slack, and Discord. The feature is opt-in for writers and publications. Chat is available on iOS and Android apps, although the Android app isn't accepting signups yet. Netflix's ad-supported Basic with Ads tier went live in Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Spain, the UK, and the US. Netflix's support page notes the tier isn't available on Apple TV at launch, although it says support is coming soon. Chromecast prior to Google TV and the PlayStation 3 aren't supported, and Netflix doesn't list Roku or Xbox consoles as being specifically supported. They're just not listed at all in the support page. Back in 2019, automaker Audi spun out HoloRide to create a platform for in-car VR, using car sensors to tailor the VR experience. Now HoloRide announced it will offer a Pioneer Pack, which will offer an HTC Vive Flow headset, an 8-bit Do Pro 2 gamepad, and a year-long subscription to the HoloRide platform for just under $700. Initially, that comes to Germany, and then it'll come to the US next year. Of course, you need a 2023 Audi or newer with its MIB3 system to use it. Ars Technica's Abigail Bassett tried out a game called Cloudbreaker on the system, finding the VR content move with the motion of the vehicle to prevent motion sickness, but watching videos on Netflix and YouTube wasn't as well sorted. Twitter notified employees it will be reducing our global workforce. Five former Twitter employees filed a class action lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, claiming these layoffs did not give at least 60-day notice required under federal and California versions of the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. OpenAI released the public beta of its DALL-E API, letting developers integrate the text-to-image service into apps. Pricing will be based on a per image generated, with the API able to generate new images, edit parts of an image, or generate variations. Microsoft, Shutterstock, and the fashion app Kala announced plans to use the API. Google announced it began work on a project to develop a single AI language model that supports the 1,000 most spoken languages. As part of this effort, it showed a model trained on over 400 languages, which it says is the largest language coverage seen in a speech model today. Google claims having a single model will improve AI performance on low-resource languages that are poorly represented in AI datasets. In its earnings report, PayPal said its iOS apps, including Venmo, will soon support Apple's tap-to-pay functionality, letting merchants accept contactless payments. Apple introduced tap-to-pay in February, and Square previously launched support for the feature. And finally, the keyboard switchmaker Cherry will re-release the MX Black Cleartop Switch, often called the Nixie. The switch was originally used in the 80s on keyboards for terminals, servers, and mini-computers. It's a modified version of the existing MX Black switch with a higher actuation force and an integrated diode to support N-key rollover, meaning the keyboard will register simultaneous key presses. The Nixies arrive in early 2023, no word on pricing. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.